Farewell, the First Lady of Islam. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, Salam and condolences to you all on the anniversary of a poignant day of Ramadan. Today is the 10th of the blessed month of fasting, which happens to be the day Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, lost his beloved and loyal wife, Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her. Stay tuned for a special feature in this regard. If on the 7th of Ramadan we had condoled with the Prophet on the loss of his loving uncle Abu Talib, the guardian for 44 long years of his person and for almost 12 years of his divine mission Islam, today we again join him in his hour of grief, and this time for his becoming a widower after 26 years of marital bliss. Islamic history refers to this crucial year in the Prophet's life that finally led to his migration from his hometown Mecca to Medina as Amul Huzn, or the Year of Grief. These two near and dear ones were indeed the backbone of his person and mission. If Abu Talib's prudence and powerful personality had kept the pagans of Mecca away from the Prophet and his mission, it was his one and only consort, the mother of all true believers, Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, who granted him solace. Later, on the revelation of Islam, this virtuous lady energized his efforts to spread the message of God. In addition, it was her vast wealth that provided succor to the persecuted new Muslim community, especially in those 3 years of hardships of the social-economic boycott imposed by the Meccan infidels that prompted Abu Talib to fortify himself with the Prophet and the believers in the gorge outside Mecca that still bears his name as Shebe Abi Talib rather than bow to the demands of the pagans. No wonder Archangel Gabriel one day conveyed to the Prophet a divine commandment, saying, O Muhammad, Khadija is coming in your presence. Convey salutations of Allah to her and give her glad tidings that Allah has made a house for her in paradise, wherein there is neither grief nor sorrow. When the Prophet of Islam conveyed to her the Almighty's greetings and the First Lady of Islam thanked God Almighty, glorified him as the source of all peace, serenity, and salutations, and prostrated to him out of gratitude, saying, O Allah, you are the peace, the source of all peace. Peace to you, and to you all peace returns. Glorified are you, Lord, the Lord of all dignity from whatever is ascribed. Greetings to the messengers. Praised be Allah, the Lord of the universe. Greetings to you, O Prophet, and Allah's mercy and munificence upon you. This was Khadija, peace be upon her, the mother of the noblest ever lady that graced planet Earth, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. That was the reason the Prophet of Islam never took another spouse during 25 years of marital bliss with the virtuous Khadija, peace be upon her, whose memory he cherished till the last years of his life. As mentioned in the book Sahih Bukhari, which is a collection of hadith compiled by one of the prominent scholars from amongst our Sunni brethren, once in the later years of his life, when Islam had evolved into statehood from a persecuted community, the Prophet retorted with the following words on hearing a taunt against the faithful Khadija from one of the wives he had married out of social necessity. "By God, the Almighty did not grant me a better wife than her. She believed in me when the people used to mock at me, and she acknowledged me when the people denied me. She shared her wealth and property with me, and she bore me children which I was not destined to have through other women." The Malikat al-Arab, or the richest lady of Arabia, as Khadija, peace be upon her, was known. Even during the pre-Islamic days, she was revered and respected in the society as Tahere, or the spotlessly pure lady. She was a monotheist long before Islam. She never worshipped idols and was an adherent of the creed of her ancestor Prophet Abraham, the iconoclast. She was faith personified. And this is the reason her personality remains peerless to this day. She married the 25-year-old future prophet through courtesy of Abu Talib, 15 years before God formally appointed him as the last and greatest messenger to mankind, and upon divine revelation to her husband, she immediately believed in his mission. Here, it would not be out of context to mention a famous incident that shows the modest beginnings of Islam. Afif al-Kendi, who years later was to become a Muslim, says that on one of his visits to Mecca, he went to the Kaaba, where an unfamiliar sight greeted him. He saw a man praying in what appeared to him a strange way, while behind him stood a lady and a lad, earnestly emulating his acts of worship as he bent down in genuflection or ruku, and touched his forehead on the ground in prostration or sajda. He was told that the gentleman was the deceased Abdullah's son, who claimed to be the prophet and was inviting people to Islam. The lady was his wife Khadija, and the lad was his cousin Anwar, Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon them. Afif al-Kendi was told that besides these three persons, there is no one else in the world professing this new faith. The Prophet and Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon them, made an excellent husband and wife pair. The fruit of this union was the impeccable daughter Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the noblest lady of all time. Thus, it was but natural for the husband to feel aggrieved at the loss of such a firm and steadfast life partner, who was not just the Ummul Mu'mineen, but also the mother of his progeny. It is also interesting to note that later, through the marriage of Hazrat Fatima and Imam Ali, peace be upon them, divine providence ensured that both Khadija and Abu Talib, those two steadfast stalwarts of early Islam, would be the proud ancestors of the Sadat, or the offspring of the Prophet. This is firm proof of the fact that whenever circumstances required, it was the offspring of Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her, that rose to the defense of Islam and gave it fresh life in every age and era. It is outside the scope of this brief radio program to recount the glorious record of the immaculate progeny of the First Lady of Islam over the past 14 centuries. It is sufficient to say that if Karbala and the martyrdom of Khadija's grandson, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was the supreme example of sincere sacrifice in the way of God. It was the courage in captivity and the eloquent sermons in the court of oppressors of her granddaughter, Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, that revived and rejuvenated Islam. Moreover, Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her, is the ancestress of the promised savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, who will reappear in the end times to establish the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice by cleansing the earth of all vestiges of corruption and oppression. Amen. We offer our sincere condolences to the Lord of the Age on the passing away of the First Lady of Islam, Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her, to whom Islam will always remain indebted.